I'm Susan Stevens. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law expanding coverage of mammograms. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
Under current law, insurance companies are required to cover mammograms that screen for breast cancer, but they don't have to pay for diagnostic mammograms that follow up on the initial images. Pritzker says the new law changes that.
We will be telling insurance companies across the state that they must provide coverage for diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and MRIs when determined necessary by medical professionals.
Democratic State Senator Linda Holmes and Republican State Representative Jeff Kiker co-sponsored the bill. They joined Pritzker as he signed it at the Northwestern Medicine Health and Wellness Center in DeKalb. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
In other news, an Illinois prison monitor says inmates are having problems making phone calls. The independent John Howard Association says a steep drop in the cost of phone calls means there are not enough phones to meet demand. Jennifer Vollenkatz is the group's director. She says most inmates will eventually be released, and it's critical they remain connected to family.
We don't want people to return to criminal behavior. You know, we want to maintain public safety or increase public safety, and we want people to return from prison and be productive, law-abiding members of society.
The Department of Corrections says it's working to make phones, email, and video calls more widely available, but it says budget limits and older facilities have slowed the process. Illinois is among 19 states suing the Trump administration. That's over an effort to change a federal agreement limiting how long migrant children can be detained. Attorneys general in California and Massachusetts are leading the effort and filed the lawsuit yesterday. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says every American should be outraged by the treatment of migrant children at the border. A longtime agreement known as the Flores Settlement says immigrant children must be kept in the least restrictive setting and should not spend more than 20 days in detention. The Trump administration says it plans its own set of regulations allowing longer detention of immigrant families. A judge must okay the proposed changes to end the Flores Agreement. And the deaths of three Illinois prisoners over 3 days from probable intoxication of an unknown substance are raising questions about drug use behind bars and whether inmates are watched closely enough. I'm Susan Stevens.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Southern Illinois state representative will launch a campaign for state Senate later today. Representative Terry Bryant says she wants to serve as senator in the 58th Senate District, a position being vacated by current Senator Paul Schimpf. Schimpf announced last week he won't seek re-election. Bryant's announcement coincides with Republican Day at the DuQuoin State Fair. The Murfreesboro Republican has served in the Illinois legislature since 2015. She took over for the 115th House seat when Mike Bost won election to Congress. The city of Carbondale is exploring the option of adding a residential TIF district in an effort to turn rental houses into owner-occupied homes. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
Economic Development Director Stephen Mitchell says the creation of the TIF district can help fill some empty spaces left by declining enrollment.
We've got a lot of vacant rental properties is what it's done. And so the time is right, I think, to be able to convert some of those properties into owner-occupied.
The Arbor District has 242 properties, and 153 of them are rentals. If a house is converted from a rental and remodeled, then the value increases, which increases the property tax. That difference or increment in the property tax goes to the TIF fund.
The developer gets 75% of the increment, and then 25% comes back to the city to do things like infrastructure improvements.
Mitchell says about 70% of the housing units in Carbondale are rentals, but there's an important rule to remember about the TIF.
New construction is not reimbursable, whereas redevelopment of existing property is reimbursable, as well as the purchase price.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And there's a meeting tonight to discuss that proposal. I'm Jennifer Fuller.